And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Haliana have a debut self-titled release. At least I believe it's a debut. Maybe they have more than one, but you have to go investigate. We're going to play a track right now for you called San Antone Rose on Out of the Woods.
Of two people who have nothing left. the danger. You know the size of clothes I wear, and you know how I comb my hair. But you could know as much about a stranger.
I can't remember the last time that I really wanted you. Did we both say nothing's wrong, but it's here in everything we do.
So we get up from our bed, leaving many things unsaid, and there lies the danger. Many of my words you don't hear, and you seldom notice if I'm near.
Souls and none of them are mine. Now they're just ghosts in the street, wandering a land that sleeps. Once it was a lively place, now just tumbleweeds. The houses here silent, quiet, get us thieves. Now they're just ghosts in the street, wandering a land that sleeps. Oh, the miners' callous hands, the women who planted the seed on the land. They have all froze. The lid upon the cuff, and now it has been closed. Now they're just ghosts in the street, wandering a land that sleeps. Oh, the men who build the empire up from the ground miss the cracks in the foundation when blowing it off all down. Now they're just ghosts in the street, wandering a land that sleeps. The miners' calloused hands, the women seed on the land, empire made its end.
get away. Open up your heart now. Let love find its way to you. You. Let it get away. Open up your heart now. Let love find its way to you. Don't you let it go now. Don't you let it get away. Open up your heart now. Let love find its way to you. You.
And new music from Alice Gerard for you here on Out of the Woods. Remember her from Hazel and Alice and all that good stuff. She's back with a CD, brand new, called Bittersweet. And Lori Lewis produced it and plays all over it as well. A lot of good folks on here, actually, such as Brian Sutton, Todd Phillips, Stuart Duncan, Tom Rosum, Rob Ikes, and more and more people, too. All kinds of star-studded cast of bluegrassy people, for sure. But that track there was called Unexpected Love, Alice Gerard. Della May in there from their brand new CD, This World Oft Can Be. We heard Empire. Gene Watson and Rhonda Vincent doing You Could Know As Much About a Stranger from the CD, Your Money and My Good Looks. Haliana started off the set with San Antone Rose from their debut self-titled release. And yeah, we're kind of in a honky-tonky country mood tonight. We had Billy Eli come in tonight, so thank him once again. He definitely got us onto a track. We'll see if we can go in some different directions. Well, we are definitely going in some different directions in just a moment. I'd like to thank all those folks tuning in out there. If you're listening live and locally, you got me live on a Friday night here at Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. If you want to get in touch, the phone number here, 526-3494. Any other time, maybe you're listening to Boston Free Radio or the Global Voice or Bob FM or even on the airwaves out there in Pine Mountain Club, California, to Pinecone Radio. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. You all can get in touch anytime at all at outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Speaking of that Pine Mountain Club, we got a little more Gumby action for you. If you tuned in last week, you got some commentary over a Gumby episode. And we have the same this week, but this time Gumby and Pokey are going to do the narration for you over their own episode, sort of Mystery Science Theater 3000 style. Can't talk tonight. The allergies, all that humid weather we've been having. I can't talk. But yeah, Gumby and Pokey. This is going to be a commentary on the episode The Small Planet, courtesy of Trail Mix and Pinecone Radio. Hope you enjoy it.
Hi, gang. It's your old pal Gumby, and this is me and Pokey in the studio, and we're going to do a DVD commentary.
Yeah, this is one of our favorites called The Small Planet.
I'm inside of a book.
Hi, Pokey. Come on in.
You're always apologizing about something.
But I'm in a spacesuit,
Pokey, and come and be my co-pilot.
Your mom said you were running away.
I'm through being a slave.
This is my rebellious stage.
You're always in a rebellious stage, Gumby.
Yeah, but I was really sick of Mom and Dad.
Like canals on Mars.
I said, I don't want to be a slave anymore.
Yeah, well, there we are, on the first planet with a bunch of railroad tracks on it.
Yeah, and you got taken away.
And you thought it was funny.
Is it okay for me to come down, Gumby?
As I recall.
Yep.
Here I go.
Oh, we're Pokey.
Yeah, I guess it was funny.
Help, Gumby, help.
I laughed at you.
You laughed at me when I was at death's claws many times, Gumby.
I was kind of mean to you. But you were kind of dumb now and then.
And you weren't?
Yeah, but I was the humanoid and you were the horseoid. So, you know.
Speciesism, Gumby. Speciesism.
Hurry, Gumby, before a monster gets you.
Hey, get off of my tracks.
A Boston accent, didn't he?
Sorry.
Get off of my tracks.
We don't want to hurt anything. We just ran away from home and thought maybe we could...
Well, you can't. I ran away from home to get away from people like you.
Kids.
You're
just
not
run away from home.
This train, because it's mine.
To get away from people.
This whole world is mine.
Well,
you're if that's the way you feel, we're sorry we wasted our time on your punk planet.
What did I say?
You said you can keep your punk planet or something like that, and we went back in the space jet.
You off.
Yeah, well, he was pretty irritating.
Three.
And now he's aiming
the rocket. Five.
Yeah.
Ready for blast off.
Roger.
I thought my name was Gumby.
No, I think you were Roger in this one.
Nine.
And he's counting now. He's shooting the rocket.
I think our cookie wanted to show off the new special effect he was able to do.
He's fired a rocket at us.
With all the, you know, he was scratching on the film.
Yeah.
Nice of that kid to give us a present to remember him by.
There's another
one. You were funny sometimes.
I was,
wasn't Looks like a pink candy mint.
And here we are, heading towards the next planet.
Roger.
And it had all these craters with blood coming out of it.
It was pretty gross for back then.
Yeah, this was the early 60s, wasn't it?
Pokey, come on! The place is deserted!
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. Okay, in fact, I'm looking down a crater, and there's a big, giant Tyrannosaurus Rex growling at me.
And I never saw it, and I didn't believe it.
You never believed me.
Well... You're just a horse.
Let's get off this planet now. I saw a horrible thing come out of that crater over there.
I don't see anything.
See, you never believe
things
me.
Again, Pokey.
And there he is.
It's actually just a girl in a big monster outfit, though.
I can scare people more than anybody. But I wish somebody would stay and play with me sometime.
Aw, poor little
Second
girl.
Second time you land on a planet, you know, sure it has no craters.
Art told me that the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer people stole that from him.
Roger.
Yeah, I know. The island of misfit toys.
I think we found
and
a planet.
Nobody would want to play with them either.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I think he was. He had a lawsuit pending.
He had a lot of things pending.
Do you hear that?
Against the Lutheran Church. That's why I went back to Zen Buddhism, I think.
Probably. Okay, now we're on the third planet, the final one, and there's a little kid playing a big grand piano. He was a real brat, as I remember.
Yeah. Listen to him play that piano, though. He was pretty good.
Here I sneeze. And he gets pissed.
Sneezed in my arpeggio! My beautiful arpeggio!
My beautiful arpeggio!
Molly, we're sorry we interrupted.
But we didn't know you were here.
You vandals! You clumsy ghosts!
He was turning into a vampire now.
Yeah. He was scarier than that girl in the Tyrannosaurus Rex costume.
Yeah, so then we decided these other planets weren't as good as Earth.
So we went back home.
You know, Pokey, our world doesn't seem too bad after all.
No.
I'll sure be glad to be back home and doing my chores.
That's the first sensible thing you said all day.
I still thought my parents were asses, though.
Well, that's it. Hope you enjoyed it, folks. Now let's get back to some more acoustic music.
Bye, gang!
Grin is keeping perfectly still. Nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool. He never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud. Nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make. He never seems to notice, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. They can tell what he wants to do. He never shows his feelings, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Ooh. Round and round and round and round and round.
Sitting here in Halden, Norway that is, watching a young mother walk across the snow with her two little kids. Church steeple, train station, sun shining down on a bunch of water, the frozen kind. Mother straps her kids in the back of the car, gets in the front, puts her head on the steering wheel, and lets her body slump down. A train goes by. A couple of minutes later, she starts the car and drives away. I'm pretty sure she was crying. And it's God bless Americans. God bless Norwegians, and God bless all of us at times like these. A man in a black coat, black hat, curly black dog come into view, walking the dog by the fence. Now his wife is in there too. dog makes a poop, she cleans it up. She looks up at my window. She's smiling. And the church clock says 3:30 p.m. I've been in this part of the world for 2 days, straight from New York City. And I wonder where that mom and her two little kids drove off to. And wherever it was, I hope she found some comfort there. And it's God bless Americans. God bless Norwegians. And God bless all of us. Times like these. As the children sing. The next day, and I'm looking out the window of room 209 at the Grand Hotel. Same church. Two young boys sitting on the stoop smoking cigarettes. Bad habit. They should know better. I guess it's better than smoking some other stuff. And the sun ain't shining here today. At least not yet. And the church clock says 10 minutes after 11 a.m. Time to get to Falkenberg, Sweden. But through the gray haze, somehow, I still see that mom and her two little kids. And it's God bless America. God bless Norwegians, and God bless all of us.
Lucky and saved. You can't take it with you when you go. We don't need no worldly possession, just a tune of excitation. Many miles to go, still in the fast lane. Love this life, this life you've made. Love this life, lucky and sick. Lucky and sick. Of your smile is all we can take from what went down. You're in the fast lane now. Love this life, this life you've made. Love this life, lucky and safe. Lucky and saved. Lucky and saved.
Caroline Doctorow. There for you, folks. Brand new stuff from her CD, Little Lovin' Darlin'. And that was Lucky and Safe. Chip Taylor in there as well. Weird God Bless Norwegians from CD Block Out the Sirens of This Lonely World, which is a double CD thing. We'll send that one out to Peter. And also the one before that, Mr. Bruce Coburn singing The Beatles for you. And Fool on the Hill, that's for Peter as well. From Let Us In, Americana, the music of Paul McCartney. We heard from, cats out of the bag, Peter. We heard from Peter and Gumby and Pokey and all that good stuff. Commentary on The Small Planet from Trail Mix, courtesy of Pinecone Radio. Nice stuff. Well, we got all kinds of stuff to play, so we're going to jump right into this quick break, and we'll be right back after this.